and welcome now to the midday for a Monday. Norman Gilliland here with Trevor Stevenson, the founder and director of, and keyboard player of the Madison Bach Musicians, and does other things too. But this time around, the group is doing on this Saturday already their sixth annual Baroque Holiday Concert. Welcome back to the midday, Trevor.
Absolutely. And happy early afternoon to you.
Happy early afternoon. That's right. Baroque covers a lot of territory, doesn't it, actually, as it turns out?
Exactly, right. It's a couple hundred years, really, and it probably all started with opera in Italy and ends with, you know, at the moment Bach dies.
One way to look at it, yeah.
In 1750. No, but that's a convenient date for ending Baroque.
Sure.
And we're actually, this concert's maybe going to stretch a little bit before Baroque. We're going to start with some Josquin from the 15th century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's always time for Josquin, right?
Of course,
he's
good
just,
stuff.
Just an amazing composer. And then a little bit of Lassus after that from the Munich court. And those will be a cappella pieces. And then all sorts of Baroque music.
All the way into the 17th century.
Right, on this concert, there will be some, like, Bieber wrote some beautiful pieces for scordatura violins, which is where the violins retune themselves.
It's kind of strange, soulful stuff. Yeah.
It is, right. Yeah. And this particular piece, the violins retune their low G and D string. They bring them up a step, so the whole violin is in A, right? It's, A, E, A, E, and it's just it's super ringy. Anyway, so that's very interesting and experimental. Marc Vallon, a bassoonist, is going to join us for a wonderful piece by Telemann, a contemporary of Bach, a sonatina for bassoon. And then we do two Christmas cantatas on this program. So one by Alessandro Scarlatti, Domenico father, magnificent soprano solo with Chelsea Morris on that one. And that's a piece with a Christmas text, I think, written by Scarlatti's boss, I think Cardinal Ottoboni. Yeah. The boss said, let's have a Christmas cantata, here's some text. And suddenly there's a Christmas cantata. Right?
Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful piece for strings and continuo and soprano. And then we'll end with a Bach Christmas cantata for the newborn baby Jesus, which he wrote in his second year at Leipzig. It was done, interestingly, the Sunday right after Christmas, which also happened to be New Year's Eve, and the text talks about, Jesus is, the new year, the new life is all, so it all kind of rolls that together. So Bach being very topical.
every week with what he wrote.
So anyway, those are the pieces, and we're just thrilled to be doing this program.
And what's this?
And this is from, this is a piece by Schütz. It is not a Christmas piece, but it appeared on our Christmas program a couple years ago. It's a wonderful duet about completely secular in its tone, about the golden hair, your lovely golden hair. My goodness, how distracting you are. And
it could play well today.
And this will be continuo with organ and cello, and then two violins, obbligato, and then two singers. And this piece was you see it in various forms in the Italian Baroque as well. And Schütz probably took a lot of it from, I believe, from Frescobaldi. And so anyway, it's a great toe tapper. I thought we ought to start with it.
Golden hair.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
swing.
Yeah, I always think there's a little bit of 1950s rock in there, a little bit of bubblegum and Heinrich Schütz. That was Golden Hair by Heinrich Schütz, a Guldenha, and that was Chelsea Morris, soprano, and Sarah Lewerke, alto, and Kangwon Kim and Brandy Berry on violins with yours truly on the organ. I think Martha Vallon was playing cello for that. So anyway, it's a couple years ago in the wonderful acoustics at First Congregational Church, which is where the holiday concert will be
this Saturday. 8 o'clock, yeah. 7:15, compelling pre-concert talk by Trevor Stevenson.
Right.
Always fill the house with the pre-concert talks.
Oh, it's fun.
Well, for the audience, and for you, I hope. I mean, I assume. Bach is well represented, as he should be, for a group called the Madison Bach Musicians.
Right. And next we're going to hear three very short songs that Bach did arrangements of. These tunes, probably he didn't write them. We're not sure, but he was asked to arrange a large number of tunes by a colleague of his named Chamelli, and for putting together a large book of spiritual kind of things for home practice, devotionals for home. We always joke that Bach probably took an afternoon and wrote the 50 greatest arrangements you ever could write. You know, I mean, how he cranked these out, I don't know. So in this performance, we'll hear soprano Amy Howeth singing, the tunes with the German words, and then I'll be playing the keyboard behind her, and it just would be in a duet format there. I think the first one is often done as a holiday piece, which is Ermuntre dich, means rise up and take heart, oh my heart, the Savior has come. That's followed by Ich steh an deine Krippen, which is I will stand here at the cradle guarding the baby Jesus. And then the last is baby Jesus, sweet baby Jesus. Mild. You've come from God to save the world. And this is three beautiful tunes. And again, Amy Howeth from the Talis Scholars soprano singing these.
Wesen wurde sie genommen,
that just sort of floats, doesn't it?
Yeah, she had a magical quality in her voice. That was soprano Amy Howarth. That was recorded in Milwaukee a few years ago. And then Amy came and performed several concerts with Madison Bach musicians right after that. So anyway, those are three songs from Bach's Chamelli Notebook, the spiritual songs, and those were Christmas pieces. And so it's always fun to hear. It's good, especially when once the snow is on the ground.
Well, yeah, it does make it fit a little better, doesn't it? Yeah, as of yesterday.
Yeah, you can commit. And there's going to be quite a bit of Bach, coming up in the Cantata 122 to the newborn baby Jesus on the Madison Bach Musicians Concert this Saturday night at First Congregational Church. And it's one of his cantatas that was, actually composed for the Christmas season. And he did it in his second full year of cantatas that he wrote at Leipzig right after he got to Leipzig. He launched in for almost five complete cycles of cantatas, with unbelievable energy and recycling remarkably little from his earlier life, and trying to write everything fresh and new with his 13 kids.
Yeah.
It's like, you think you're busy, right?
Right. Continues to amaze the output, however exactly he did it, of Johann Sebastian Bach. And
Cantata a week. And there's many of them are chorale cantatas, and this one included, the one that we're going to do to the newborn baby Jesus. And one of the wonderful things about the chorale cantatas is that he often starts with the chorale, which everybody would have known. He starts with it in a very complex format in the first movement, in what they call a chorale prelude type thing, where the melody that everybody knows is woven into the texture, a very complex contrapuntal texture. And then as you go, things it gets pared away. And at the very end, you hear the chorale straight up. It's like you reach the inner rock, he has a million ways of doing it. But this sense of paring it down until you get to the essence of it is one. I think he must have been a beloved form for him.
Bach to the rock, we call that.
Yeah, Bach to the rock. So anyway, I was looking at it again this morning and marveling at how he does it. So anyway, I think we're going to hear next a couple of tracks from Madison Bach Musicians Messiah performances of last April.
Sure.
This was a really fun project. We're going to hear tenor Scott Brunschien perform Thou Shalt Break Them Like a Potter's Vessel, the very stormy rage aria that comes right before the Hallelujah Chorus. So these two pieces we're going to hear, Thou Shalt Break Them and Hallelujah Chorus, are really by Handel paired together. And the very angular and angry quality of the Potter's Vessel aria is then kind of, moves into the grandeur of Hallelujah Chorus. And again, this is all on period instruments, as the concert this weekend will be. Gut string violins, you'll hear the timpani, a calfskin headed timpani, the old thing, which sounds much more like a military field drum.
Sure.
Has that great sense of immediacy to it. And I think the Madison Boy Choir is also in this one. You'll hear them in the soprano and alto parts, doubling our 8-part singer choir.
He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh them to scorn. The Lord shall have them in derision. Thou shalt break them. Like a potter's vessel, thou shalt dash them in pieces, like a potter's vessel. Thou shalt break them.
You know, Trevor, I was there for that occasion. I don't remember there being that many singers.
Right, yeah.
they really put out the sound.
Yeah, and that was, again, we did that with a choir of eight singers. That's eight singers plus the boy choir,
wow,
adding in on the upper two parts. But just it was a remarkable evening. And again, that was live at First Congregational Church last April with Madison Bach musicians and Mark Vallon, conducting. Anyway, it's just, it's a wonderful energy and a great memory, even though it's only 7 months ago or whatever.
I predict that composer has a future.
Yes, right. I know.
don't know about his past, but I hear stories. Yeah. But that's the sort of thing that will be featured in the holiday concert. I mean,
correct.
Good Baroque music. And this is this coming Saturday already, December 10th, the 6th annual Baroque Holiday Concert, Madison Bach Musicians. The director and keyboardist is Trevor Stevenson, who's been with us again today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll see you again.
Something to look forward to.
Thank you, Norman.